go. The third mistake I believe leaders make when you don't make the right decisions fast is there's no implementation. No implementation means no change, no outcome, and definitely no kick-ass results. All right. If you've got no movement forward, you're stuck and you're not sure what even decisions you want to make. And worst of all, you then don't know what you want from those decisions. And because of that, implementation means it's very, very difficult to do, let alone start, right? Taking action. This is important for anything to have a change. Where do you stop? Where do you start? What do you do? What should you do? Who should I go and connect with, collaborate with? How do I get to this next level? These are just a few of the things that then you start questioning. And you know that overwhelm we talked about when you get stuck? Whew. That just raises to a whole different level, which then, of course, means that you're probably more stressed out as well. So, it is important for you to have clarity around being able to make those decisions and be able to go to your next decision. You know what? When you don't know what you're doing, there is no certainty. We've already established that around the decisions that you're making. And those in your world will have no idea either. You see, both personally and professionally, your teams, your clients, your community that you're building, the sphere of influence that you have, if you are struggling, they too will struggle. And it will even affect not just your industry, you know, but it'll affect who you communicate and how you communicate with everyone. It's kind of like that domino effect, right? Because what is happening, whether personally in your world, will have an effect on your professional world, and vice versa. If it's having an effect on your professional world, it'll definitely be having an effect in your personal life as well. And when you're not able to get across the vision or the purpose or the why to the decisions that you're making and then those that others are needing to make around you, then what happens is it's hard for them to come on board. It's hard for them to want to progress forward with you. And as a result, you will not be able to achieve the vision that you actually set out to achieve. So, you know, implementation or lack of implementation means there's no action being taken or to take because you don't even know where or what that means. Okay, so maybe now you're a little overwhelmed, right? Because there's so much to do. And what's happening is because you're unable to make decisions, let alone the fast ones, and you're making them really, really slow. And there's so much to do, and there's so much going on, and you're not able to start, it means it's holding you back. It means that your load, instead of getting less, becomes more. And on the other side of that means that where you need results and you need them now, there's no results. And in fact, in most cases, what happens is that it's not even that you stop and there's nothing happening. It actually takes you steps back. And then you've got to come back and try and get where you were, let alone get even further forward. I often say this is kind of the emerging leadership stage. in the leadership scale. And this is where it can be really frustrating as an emerging leader, because it's like you're taking steps forward and then you're taking steps back. But how do you keep momentum happening when all it feels like is that this forward, back, forward, back, forward, back sort of movement in your leadership? You know, that's kind of frustrating. Not just for you, but for those that are involved in what you're doing as well. So, you know, it's kind of means that it's hard, because you get, you know, it's like that first stage where it's kind of, there's low to no results, and you don't want to be staying in there. It's okay to start here, but you don't want to stay in this sort of stage in leadership. You want to keep progressing forward and moving on to what can be next. And when you move in, or you keep sort of getting the same results, it's almost like survival mode, right? And you can do it for a while until it starts wearing you down. And if you have to stay in there for a long term, you probably, what happens and what I see happening in so many different ways, that then people just give up. And if you're a leader out there, you've become a leader because you know that you have something that others want to follow. You have something that is helping people to change what they're doing and making a difference to help them be better out in the world and what they're meant to be doing out there. So, you know what? If you do it this way, stay in this way, you're going to keep impacting the same way. So, the other side of it is, if you're going to implement the wrong decision, it's going to have huge consequences too, right? You might be making movement at this point, and the movement might be in the wrong direction, right? So you've got to get back on track. You've got to get through it again, and you've got to learn all those lessons again that maybe you've already learned, but you keep repeating the same things over and over and over again. Alright, so the next decision, mistake, when you don't make the right decision fast, you're going to learn about in the next audio.